If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn to our text for today, which is found in Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 6. We're going to be looking at verses 3 through 10. You remember that Paul gave Timothy instructions earlier in this letter about three groups of people in the church, widows in the church, elders in the church, and slaves in the church, and now he is turning his attention to a fourth group of false teachers who are in the church. And their presence in the churches at Ephesus was a huge problem. And Paul, in this section of scripture, showed Timothy how to identify false teachers. And so if you're able to stand, I invite you to stand as we read about identifying false teachers in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 10. If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words which produce envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions, and constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But for those who desire to be rich, fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Prepare our hearts, O God, as we now come to your word, to hear your word and obey your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. As you know, history is replete with deadly pandemics. For example, you may have heard of the Black Death pandemic of the 14th century. Roughly in the middle of the century, for just 3 or 4 years, there was a bubonic plague that affected Europe, Asia, and North Africa, and somewhere between 17% and 54% of the population, the global population, died in that pandemic. This was the most fatal pandemic recorded in world history. Another fatal pandemic was the Spanish flu that went worldwide in 1918 through 1920, and as many as 5.4% of the world's population died during that pandemic. Of course, we are all familiar with our current worldwide pandemic, COVID-19. It's still with us, although hopefully it is abating, and so far, 0.3% of the world's population has died as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. But far more deadly than any pandemic is the plague of false teaching that has afflicted the church throughout her history. While viruses may kill the body, false teaching kills the soul. We're all familiar with how afraid people were during this current worldwide pandemic of COVID-19. And yet it seems to me that people ought to be utterly terrified of false teaching because of its eternal deadly effects. Now, pathologists study the causes and effects of diseases. They're specialists who study what causes pandemics and its effects on people. And I would say that every church needs to have elders who are spiritual pathologists. These elders need to be able to discern deviations from spiritual health. They need to be able to diagnose false teaching and combat the error of false teachers. They have to do this because they're shepherding the flock of God. It's God's flock, and they have a responsibility to watch that this false teaching, this error, does not creep into the life of the local church. And I want to suggest to you today that 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 10, shows us how to identify false teachers. The first way to identify false teachers is to know that false teachers deviate from the truth. Paul identified three ways in which false teachers deviate from the truth. First, he wrote in verse 3, the first part of it, and I encourage you to keep your Bibles open so you can see it there on the pages of Scripture. He says, if anyone teaches a different doctrine. Now, the Greek word for different doctrine is actually one word in Greek. It's heterodidaskalo. And it's a compound word made up of two Greek words, heteros, which means different or other, and didaskalos, which means doctrine or teaching. And so these false teachers were teaching a doctrine that was different than God's revealed word given to us in Scripture. Second, Paul goes on, and he noted that false teachers deviate from the truth, because, he says, they do not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these false teachers, apparently, Paul doesn't really tell us what it is that they disagreed with, but they were apparently saying things like, well, Jesus said this, but he wasn't right. This is what we need to know and understand. And they taught a doctrine that contradicted what Jesus himself had said. And third, in third part of verse 3, Paul wrote that false teachers oppose teaching that accords with godliness. The goal of doctrine is to produce disciples of Jesus who look more and more like Jesus Christ. Believers are to grow, as Peter said, in the knowledge and grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But rather than teaching a doctrine that promoted godliness, these false teachers taught a doctrine that promoted sin and that led to sin rather than a life of godliness. And the result of this kind of false teaching that deviates from the truth is that a false teacher, according to Paul in verse 4, is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. The false teacher thinks he's a gifted teacher and that his teaching is going to change people's lives. Well, his teaching will change people's lives, but not for the better. The false teacher is deluded, and he does not understand God's truth at all. No one sees this kind of false teaching in theologically liberal churches today. They teach a different doctrine. Their teaching does not accord with the sound words of our Lord Jesus. And the result of their teaching is godlessness, not godlikeness. They approve and endorse sexual orientation and gender identity that is contrary to God's word. False teaching wants to affirm people in their sin instead of calling them to a biblical standard of righteousness that is set by God himself. False teaching approves sin rather than confronting it and calling people to repentance. It's no wonder that liberal churches are seeing massive numbers leave the church, because there is nothing supernatural or transformative in their teaching. They're like the world, and there is little difference between that kind of teaching and the church that they are, the teaching that is being promoted in their church. They're like a social club where people gather for for friendship, but not to be taught the word of God and to submit